How do you excel in your career? How do you excel in your industry? How do you get to the top of your industry? How do you get stuff that most people you know don't have? Not talking about material goods, talking about actual experiences that most people can't achieve. It's done by two concepts. Number one, you have to remove the conclusions that you have in your head. If you don't have what you have already, remove the conclusions so that you can have room for new data. New data is something that you're going to find by looking for mentors, reading books, watching courses, finding people at the source, down here at the source, that have what you want. Find them and then let them teach you. And stop having so many goddamn conclusions in your head that control what you think and do. Because if you don't have something that somebody else has and you want it, this doesn't apply to you if you don't want it. But if you do want it, if it's an experience, travel, a wife, marriage related, if it's wealth related, whatever it is, then you should listen to them. Now, here's something that some people don't understand. Let's say you understand that first point and you agree, you know what, I'm going to start listening to people. I'm going to remove some of the conclusions in my head and I'm going to start listening to people. So the second thing that I want to talk about here is system science. In system science, there's something called constraints and there's something called benefits. They're otherwise known as costs and features. Okay, otherwise known as inputs and outputs. So you put in an input to get out an output. Now, the thing that people get wrong, and people have this muddled mind from the 25 cognitive biases that muddy up our thinking, mine as well, is they start to think that they need to optimize the inputs. That's not true. You just need to optimize the outputs. Optimize for the outputs. The inputs are a constraint, just like going to the bathroom each day. You don't optimize your day around going to the bathroom each day. You optimize for the outputs of having a great day or whatever it may be for you. So here are some examples right back here. Okay. Constraints or inputs might be debt. If you have student debt, well, that was an input to get you the output that you wanted, which is your career. So do not optimize for an input. Do not go on Facebook and tell people, you know what, I'm going to try to live a great life or do traveling or make a dent in the universe, but first I need to make a dent in my student loans. Don't say that, because what you're doing is you have incorrect mental processes. You have an incorrect thinking system, because you're optimized for a constraint, my friend. You've optimized for a cost. You're optimizing for the input. If you optimize for the output, the inputs get taken care of by default. So if you optimize for having a dent in the universe, let's say that's the thing, then all the inputs, constraints, and costs get handled by default. So you don't need to optimize for having clearing your student debt. You don't need to optimize for clearing debt that you've had in the past. Debt doesn't have to be money, by the way. Debt can be actions that you've taken that you need to fix. Debt can be anything. Basically, actions of your previous self that have come at the cost of your future self. So you don't need to optimize for that past. What you need to do is you need to optimize for the output you want. If it's travel, adventure, happiness, inspiration, impact, making a dent, whatever it is, optimize for that output. And all the costs and constraints will get handled by default. You know, this is something that I see a lot. In fact, I've known 4 or 5 people that have stopped working with me, previous business partners of mine in different businesses. You know, look, here's the thing. I'm right about this. This is factual information from system science. I'm open to new opinions. I'm open to new information as always. That's why I've done things that most of you haven't. That's why I've worked at Google. That's why I've worked at the White House. That's why I've been able to make a freelance business that earned $500K a year. That's why I've done those things. And if you've done more than me, then I'm going to learn from you and I'm going to undo some of the thinking that I have to get to where you are. But if you haven't done those things and you want to, then you can't have conclusions in your head about the general way in which one does those things. You can have conclusions in your head about your area of expertise. Let's say you're a chemist. Well, you can have conclusions in your head about chemistry, because I'm not a chemist, right? So you can have those conclusions, but you cannot optimize for an input and think that you're going to get a great output. I've had 4 business partners in the past on different ventures that stopped working with me, not because I'm hard to work with, it's actually quite the opposite. It's simply because they had it in their head that in order to fully embrace life or fully enjoy their life, they wanted to go back and clean up their student debt. So one of them was basically like gonna live in an RV and move around the country with their wife and focus on paying off their student debt. Another one was, and actually that one is an interesting one because he's optimizing for adventure. So that's actually a different instance. Another one said, you know what, I actually can't work with you on this venture because first I have to clean my student debt up. And the thing is, like, they have good intention. This is good intention. You know, to clean your student debt is good intention. But you can't optimize for something like that. You're optimizing for a cost. You're optimizing for a constraint. Student debt is a constraint. So why are you going to optimize for that? Optimize for something that is an output that you want for adventure, dense. Like, it will solve all the constraints. It will loosen up all the constraints. I had student debt. I had tons of debt when I went to work at the White House. Tons of debt. Okay? Do you think that stopped me from saying no or turning down this amazing offer? Or saying, you know what, I'm not going to move to DC, or you know what, I have to put pause. When I built a 1,000,000-person audience with Start Here FM, you think I first said, oh, you know what, I can't do that because I have student debt? Hell no. Because I knew if I solve that, it will solve everything else. And it did. It solved everything else. So, and I'm not just saying one thing, right? There's whatever you want to optimize for. It's not just what I optimized for was the right thing. Whatever you want to optimize for is the right thing for you. So you want to optimize for adventure? It will solve everything else. Okay? So, you know, if I could have understood many years ago, most people are lost and confused. Most people have this sort of incorrect thinking apparatus. And it's not that I have the right one. It's not that I'm right because I'm so special. No, all I've done is read more, learned more, been open to more, been observant to more, and it's had more of an impact on me than most people I know because I've been able to do more interesting things in my career. Now, somebody might have traveled more than me. Somebody might have a wife already. Somebody might have a family already, and that's great. And I'm going to learn from them in those areas because there's health, wealth, love, happiness, right? So I'm going to learn from them. Just like right now, I have mentors that have a $100 million business. And I'm learning from them, and I'm having to undo things. You know, Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger are the world's basically biggest fund, and probably, not probably, but definitely the most successful investors in the history of civilization said, every year, take one thing that you believe deeply out of your head. Undo it. This is how they became Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, because of their ability to do stuff like that. You know, go online and read interviews, read speeches by Charlie Munger. You know, go out and listen to Bill Gates. Go out and listen to Warren Buffett. Go out and listen to Larry Ellison of Oracle. Go out and listen to Elon Musk. All these people that have done things that you want to do, go out and listen to them and take their information and put it in your head. You know, Seneca has a great quote. He once said, it's as though they lived for you, which is something one of my mentors says all the time, Ty. He says, it's as though they live for you. So those people from the future, from the past, or those people that live in the present but have made $1 million or billions of dollars, whatever it is, made it a huge, amazing business, or they've just made a dent in the universe with a charity, whatever your goal is, or they just traveled the world. Listen to them, because it's as though they lived for you. You can put that information in your head. And when you put that information in your head, it's more applicable. You can use it. Having to live in an environment where people don't get this is fairly depressing. And it's not because I'm so special that I get it. It's because I've been able to have mentors that shook me and woke me up. When I was addicted to drugs, when I had no money, when I was doing nothing with my life. And I got a coach, basically, I got a mentor. And he kind of like had to shake me and wake me up. He was like, dude, start your freelance business. Start it now. Start it today. Start it right now. And I was like, I was so stressed because I had been addicted to drugs and all this stuff just not too long before that. And I had student debt just like all you. But I was open to thinking new things, and I was open to being able to be taught, because I knew something I was doing wasn't working. See, the problem with a lot of you is you don't know something you're doing isn't working. And the reason you don't know that is because you don't have the right goals. You need to fix your goals. Make bigger goals. And then when you make those bigger goals, you have the ability to then rethink and realize, oh man, there's no way I'm gonna get to those goals with the brain that I have right now. See, the brain that you have at this exact moment is the brain that got you to this exact moment. Whatever you've done in your life, all the experiences you have is the result of the brain that you have. So if you want something that's 10 times greater than what you have to change your brain 10 times from what it is. And that doesn't just mean 1, 2, 3. That means an exponential number of times changed in order to get there. So in order for me to build a $100 million business, I have to become basically a totally different person. And that's not bad, that's good. Because when I get there, I'll be able to help more people than all you that don't do that. If everybody here is having, you know, the outcry of society about Black Lives Matter, which they do, obviously, racism is the worst thing in the world. But who's gonna help more people? Somebody that has an impactful audience of over 20 million people and can speak to them, or you out in the street running around burning down buildings? I'll tell you the answer. It's pretty obvious. It's gonna be the person that has the bigger business, can write the bigger checks, can set up the bigger charities, can have the bigger impact with the bigger audience. That's who's gonna have the bigger impact. It's not gonna be somebody out there burning down the buildings. And I know that's not all of you. I know that's very few of you, right? Even if you're protesting in the streets, that's good. It's good to let like people know that we have a problem here. But I'm telling you, you have the wrong goals. You have the wrong goals. So, really need you guys to understand this, guys and girls. I really need all of you to understand this. Don't confuse the constraints for the benefits. Don't optimize the constraints. Don't let things stop you. You know, don't be stopped because you have student debt. Don't be stopped because you have an incorrect mindset. Don't be stopped because you think everybody is equal. Of course we're equal ethically. Of course we're equal morally. We're not equal in our minds. People that are more successful have a different mind than you. They have a different brain than you. Understand that. And learn from them. Download their brain into your brain, and then go out and have that impact. And then use that impact to change the world. Set up a charity that nobody else can set up. Do something that nobody else can do. If you just want to adventure, go out and adventure in a way, and then inspire 10,000 other people to do that. That will make the world better. 10,000 people happier than they were the day before. So, you've got the wrong goal, most likely. A lot of you have the wrong goal. And it's not something of judgment. It's not something to look down on somebody for. It's something that I'm concerned about. If you have the wrong goal, you have no reason to change. You know, if you have the wrong goal, you have no reason to be different than how you are now. You have no reason to learn from other people. Let's say you just want to be a chemist. That's great. That's a great goal. But what if you use that ability to be a chemist to show and change people's minds about the environment for the rest of humanity? Why not? Why be here and not have a goal like that? Why put up with all the bullshit? We all agree there's bullshit here, right? What's going on right now in the world? Corona, the situation with George Floyd, all the negative stuff that happens in the world, the racism in the world. We have to put up with this. Everybody like you and me that's not racist, we have to put up with this. So why would you be here and not try to fix it? Tell me, explain that to me. Why would you be here and not try to fix it? And I know a lot of you are. That's why you're out in the streets protesting. Good. But change your goal. have a bigger goal. If you're out in the streets protesting right now, tell yourself that you're going to make a charity that fixes this issue and has an impact on over 10 million people, employs over 1,000 people. Done. That's your goal. Guess what? To get there, you have to change this. And let me give you some pointers on how to change that. Number one, stop watching the news, stop reading media. Everything that you download into your brain is exactly the outcome of who you are. So if you wanna, you know, get a job at Google, if you wanna get a job at the White House, if you wanna make hundreds of thousands of dollars for 6 years, if you wanna make a freelance business that makes 500K a year, whatever it is, if you want to start an online business that makes 60K in a month, whatever it is like that you want to do that's a fun goal for you, if it's just travel the world, if it's have an impact, you're going to have to change your mind. And your mind is directly made up of everything that you put in it. So put in it all this bullshit and you get out bullshit. Fix that. Fix your mind. Fix the world. Starts with one step at a time. Change your mind. Change your life. Change the world. You can't do it the other way. You can't change the world, change your life, change your mind. It doesn't work that way. And you can't ask for the world to change for you. You have to change it. Just like Steve Jobs says, you have to put a dent in the world. And the only way you're going to do that is if you change it. But you can't do that until you change yourself first. I cannot emphasize this enough. Stop watching the media. Stop watching the news. Just cut it. Cut it out. It's good to be aware, spend 5 minutes a day on it. At the end of the day or the beginning of the day, spend 5 minutes catching up on what's going on in the world. That's it. Cut it. What are you doing the rest of the day? Download the information of the people that you want to be like. So pick a goal, exactly what you want to do to help the world. Then find somebody that's doing close to that. Like let's say you want to go to Mars and it's Elon Musk. Well, at least 50% of your day should be spent on progress, moving towards that goal. And 50% of that day should be spent on chores, which is downloading the information from Elon Musk. Let's say it's a charity to fix racism. Well, what if you spend 50% of your day reading or listening to Martin Luther King Jr.? What if you spend 50% of your day reading and learning about charities that are helping that? What if you spend 50% of your day downloading the information from people that have done it? And here's a tip, go to the source. Down here is the source. Way up here in this level of abstraction is YouTubers, news, media, newspapers, print, magazines. Then you have experts, and way down here you have the source. Source information. Get the source. Go to the source. And what does that mean? Go to the person that's done it. If you're going to read a book from the person that's done it. I hope you take this advice. You know, I don't want to be around people that aren't taking this advice. So I'm building up a tribe. I want to build up a tribe of 300 of you that take this advice. Because 300 people that think like this will change everything. But you need to do it. There needs to be 300 people that do it. My mentor talks about this, Ty, always talks about 300 people. If there's just 300 people that think this way, the world will never be the same. But nobody does. You could argue that every billionaire thinks this way. They probably do. They had to kind of get to that level. But here's the thing. There's some billionaires that own businesses that aren't good for the world, like McDonald's. So you and me, the 300, we're going to be part of this 300 group that's actually helping things. So we're going to own a business or charity that not only helps ourselves, helps the world. 50-50. Help them, help you. Both. Reciprocal. It's in reciprocal. And that's different than some people think. Some billionaires make money on McDonald's, on fast food, Wendy's, Arby's, stuff like that. Charging more at grocery stores. Some people make money on that. Some billionaires make money on the stock market. They're not helping anybody. This 300 group that thinks like billionaires, but does things to help the world, telling you right now, that'll change everything. That will change everything.